episode 208, Forge Meaning in the Moment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, come in for some lemonade. I made some fresh hair. I sure wish, honestly, that you were really here to be able to drink some with me. I've got it on the rocks. Okay, actually, it's crushed rocks because I wanted it really cold today. I'm so thrilled that you are here. You've made my day. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I'm excited. Can you just believe that today is a new day? Today is a day that you can make a difference. And guess what? You are going to forge meaning in the moment. I just know you are. So excited that you're part of the family. If you're wondering, gosh, where has this woman been? I am so glad you found us here at Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, because here we are family. I think of you as family. I treat you as family. And I really desire to just give and give and support you in all that you have been created to do. Maybe you're just beginning to find your purpose, or maybe you lost a little bit because mommyhood took over, or maybe even your career took over and you're like, I'm just not, you know, feeling as fulfilled that I should be feeling. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you, but sometimes we get stuck on the sidelines and it's time to get back in the game. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that. Forge meaning in the moment. If you have any questions or you just want to chat with me, head on over to createyournow.com. You can actually leave me a voicemail. You can send me an email. Whatever your heart's desire, I would love to hear from you. And honestly, come over to Facebook. Yes, go to Facebook. We have our fan page there, Create Your Now. You can find us there. Like the page. I would love for you to do that. And then if you want to get into our private group, you can just head on over there to facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNow podcast is an easy, quick way to find us. Okay, well, enough chitter-chatter about our wonderful domestic beauties that we've got to take care of, because that's what I call it. I don't like to call it my chores or anything like that. It's domestic beauties, because everything that you do, there's a reason for it. There really, truly is. So head on over there. But now we've got to chat. It's our time. You got something to drink yet? If not, maybe you need a healthy snack too. Maybe you're a little hungry, but if I snack with you, you'll hear me chomping. So I won't do that, but I will drink a little bit with you. Oh, forge meaning in the moment. What is your meaningfulness within your work? Have you ever really thought about that question? Maybe you've never been asked. Gosh, just does my work have meaning? Some of you, you actually really do find that you have meaning in your work. You know why you're there. You're very purpose-driven. If you're in a service-oriented career or service-oriented non-career, meaning you're a mommy at home or a wife at home, okay, those are service-oriented careers. They are. Whether you like to think of them as, you know, whether they are or aren't, they are. You still have to work. It takes effort, okay? The only people who really don't have a career, well, I don't think they're living on earth anymore, okay? Their bodies are just, bleh, they're there. They've already, they're no longer. Everybody has a purpose. However, not all of us can find meaning in that. So what is the meaningfulness within your work? Now, work can be defined as like mom, like I just mentioned, career outside or inside the home. Maybe you own your own business, but you work out of your home. Maybe you are a stay-at-home mom. That's still work, but you're inside the home. Maybe it's a few of them all scrambled together. Maybe you're a wife, a mom, and a business owner. And maybe on top of that, you want to do something else, right? Let's just keep adding to it. So you feel very scrambled as in what you do. So what is the meaningfulness within your work? So you've got the work in your mind, correct? All right. Most think meaning just happens by circumstance. It just comes. But actually, you create it. A lot of times, Life is done by just simply going about the motions, doing the do. Remember, we've talked about being habitual creatures. That's what we are as human beings. That can be an absolutely positive thing. Why? Because when it becomes second nature to us, you've heard that term, second nature, it's so a part of our being that we don't even think about that. Like brushing our teeth. Do we really think about brushing our teeth? Or once we learn how to go to the bathroom and we're out of diapers, that just happens, right? We kind of know the feeling, there's an urge, and we just do it. Yes, sometimes we have to say, I got to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back. But what most of us do is we just go to the bathroom, right? What about time to eat? Your tummy starts to growl, or you get this kind of urge like, man, I just need something to eat. Or maybe you're tired like, oh gosh, I haven't eaten in like 12, 13 hours. Maybe I should put something in this stomach. Those are all second nature. They're a part of us. You don't even have to think about it. Exercise for some of you are second nature. Exercise to the others of you, well, maybe not so much, and you don't even want to talk about it. So there's two totally different sides of the spectrum. With creating meaning, meaning doesn't just happen. Yet a lot of us thinks, or we kind of feel thinks, that's totally improper English, I apologize. I believe a lot of us fall into the aspect of, well, if it's meant to be out of meaning, it will. And not that you're just kind of throwing it and tossing it to the wind, but where you're looking at it is you're not really focused that something so simplistic as a smile can change and impact somebody so dramatically in their day and change the course and the direction that they're headed. Yes, forge meaning in the moment. What you do, think about this, what you do has daily impact on your family, on your friends, your colleagues, your coworkers, your customers, and even strangers. Remember that smile that I just spoke about? You smiling can absolutely change the direction and the course of a stranger by simply smiling. Imagine having that amount of impact on an individual. I don't think a lot of us understand how living really truly can be magnificent and incredible. And I use those words a lot because I believe that sometimes we don't understand how blessed we are. Now, there are some trying times, yes. But what happens is we get stuck in just the day-to-day activities. We get up in the morning, we go, we fix dinner, we take care of the kids, or maybe we take them to daycare, we go to work. Oh, wait, okay, so if we're not at work, we're maybe doing lunch for the kids, and then if we are at work, then we're doing lunch with our coworkers, or you're squeezing it in. Next thing you know, you're finishing up a project, you're coming home and picking up the kids, or if you're already home, then it's you're picking up the house, and then it's time for dinner. By that time, the hubby's coming home, and next thing you know, you're like, oh my goodness, where's the time gone? You sit down, you think you want to do more, but you fall asleep reading or writing something or even trying to look on your phone. You doze off, you wake up, plug your phone into charge, go back to sleep, and you start it all over again. Where is the meaning in life living that way? Meaning to me is creating impact for others. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. That transformation, like I mentioned before, as simple as a smile, as simple as a handshake maybe to a total stranger, making a comment to the person behind the counter who's serving you as you are shopping and you're checking out and you simply say, blue is a very good color on you. Wow, changes totally. Have you ever thought about when you ask somebody a question and you see them, hey, how are you? When you ask that question, are you actually asking that question because you really want to know the answer? Or are you asking that question because it's second nature? A lot of us use it as, hi, how are you, as that's our hello. And what we get as a reply is, oh, I'm just so busy, how are you, is the reply. What kind of living is that? Forge meaning in the moment. My personal opinion and where my heart breaks the most is we're just doing that stupid do. We are. And that really can lead to a crappy, bummy life. Yes, I just said it, a crappy, bummy life. And I don't know about you, but that's not something that I want for me. It's not something I want for my family. Definitely something I don't want when I'm raising my children. Do I have those moments? Oh, yes, I do. But as a whole, I really try to look at it as forge meaning in the moment. And that doesn't mean that you're living on the edge going, gosh, if I don't live in this next second, I want to make sure. It's not living that way. It's living a full life, leading with gratitude, and understanding that there's so much more than just kind of going through the motions. I really pray that you are wanting that type of a life. So guess what? Here is your kiss to forge meaning in the moment. This is what you need to do. The keep it simple strategy. If you're not sure what we do here at Create Your Now, we keep it to the kiss. I love giving love out. I do. It just totally thrills my heart and soul because I do. I seriously do love you. So my kiss is the keep it simple strategy. This is something that you can implement today, start today, doing these little things and improve your life to create impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. So here you go. Here's your kiss. Reconnect what you do to a deeper purpose. I'm going to say that again. Reconnect what you do to a deeper purpose. Whoa. Okay. This is how you do it. We got it. Oh, I need to sing that song. This is how. Okay, I can't do that because if I do that, you can sing it in your head. Because if not, it's a copyright issue. So I'll get in trouble. So I can't do that. But you know the song I'm talking about, right? Okay, so imagine that's what I'm jamming to that right now. And this is how you're going to do it. This is how you do it. Number one, stop living your day going through the motions. Stop living your day as second nature. Stop it. Be intentional on what you're doing. Know the motions that you're taking. If you're one that says goodbye to your spouse, to your hubby, I say goodbye to my hubby every single day when he goes to work. And on his off work days, on Saturday and Sundays, if he does choose to go into the office, because unfortunately sometimes he has to, then guess what? I make time to say goodbye to him. That's very important, not only to me, but it's very important to him. So stop living your day going through the motions. Number two, identify who you impact daily. Who do you impact daily? Now, remember, you have to look at what you do as your quote unquote, air quotes here, work. And we define that as anything. Being a mom is a job, but it's not just a J-O-B. It is one of the most and the most important jobs there are. Okay? And for some of you, it's a career, and that is fantastic. So that's your work. Don't belittle yourself and say, oh, I'm just a mom. No, you're not. Say, I am a mom, and be proud of that, okay? So identify who you impact daily within your work, okay? Who is it? Name them. If you are a mom, then name your children. Do not name your husband. I'm just telling you, he's not. You are not his mother. You are his wife, however, and that is a job too. If your business is done outside of the home and you work in a corporation, think about and name who is it that you work for, the people that you come in contact with. Do you walk by the janitor? Do you say good morning to him or her? Their job is very important because you would not have a clean place to come to if it wasn't for them. Okay? So identify who you impact daily. Number three, what do you gift them? I love this one. What do you gift them? Because that's what you're doing. Do you want to gift them anger? Do you want to gift them your fight between you and your children this morning? Or do you want to gift them love and service and education and patience and kindness and compassion and understanding? And I could go on and on and on. Think about what you gift them instead of what you take from them. Unfortunately, a lot of us get stuck in the taking because we get stuck in the second nature of our habits. And we don't really think to forge meaning in the moment. Today is your day to do that. Forge meaning in the moment and create a deeper, more purposeful life for not just you, but for everybody else that you are creating impact for. You can do this. You can reconnect what you do to a deeper purpose. You can love on someone who needs that extra love. You can bring a smile to somebody's face. You can bless them. So go out and forge meaning in the moment. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.